Brace for impact. Brace for impact. I'm on a 10 p.m. flight from Chicago O'Hare to France. I fell asleep before takeoff because I'm exhausted. I thought I was dreaming. I look at the lady in the seat next to me. She has her head down, locking her arms around her legs. The flight attendant repeats the instructions. Brace for impact. The right wing is on fire. I can't see it, but we're going to make an emergency landing. Why didn't the lady next to me wake me for instructions? Anyway, so many thoughts flood my mind. If the plane blows up or if we crash and I'm mangled. If I die. If I die, I'll never see my family again. If I die, I will see Jesus. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm going to gain when I leave Earth. I wasn't expecting to leave so soon or like this. I guess most people have no idea when their life is coming to an end. I have peace. I'm thinking about the last interaction I had with those close to me. They were pleasant. It was nice. I would have hugged them tighter or said something special if I knew this. I pray. Abba Father, in the beautiful name of your Son Jesus, I humbly come to you with confidence. I've done my best to live a blameless life, upright and righteous in Christ. If I've done anything that has displeased you, please forgive me. If I die today, please help my loved ones grow closer to you. Give them strength. Let my living have shown some example of Jesus in me. Father, if I die today, I believe when you return, I will be raised up to live with you forever. Lord, if this plane crashes and I don't die, protect me. Don't let me be hurt too bad. No matter what the outcome, please give me the grace to accept your will. I believe this by faith. As soon as I finish prayer, the pilot gets on the intercom and announces an emergency landing was aborted. The plane is turning around and will land back in O'Hare. In our approach for landing, we were greeted by a sea of rescue workers, fire trucks, and emergency vehicles. Everyone safely deplaned. Thank you, Lord. I know you.
Sheila Agnew is a believer, business owner, author, and more. Modeling love for God and others, Sheila's compilation of testimonies and encounters are included in the series 50 Years, A Jubilant Life. Connect with her in person or on social media platforms.